Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, folks? This is The Diary, and this is your host, Stacey Johnson, and today is Sunday, September 16th. Oh, my birthday's in 3 months from today. Yay! A fat 48. All right. And today we're talking about power, 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 whether it's the Black Panthers and the power they were talking about that they demanded that America help Black Americans achieve through programs and the change of an ideal that they've had forever for hundreds of years since we've been here, or the power that belongs to you, that's on the inside of you, delivered to you by the Almighty Jesus Christ and the Spirit and all that good stuff. And what brings you that power, why the Panthers thought they had power, while Jesus talked about his power, the power is love. Everything you see around you was created because somebody loved something or somebody loved the idea of having something. So the computer, somebody had the idea that we could take our business along with us in our pocket, the cell phone. Somebody loved the idea that they didn't need to be strapped to a wire in their home and they can take communication anywhere. Everywhere at the drop of a button, the wheel. Somebody loved the fact that we could put something on something and roll it instead of carrying it on our backs. Okay, you, two people said one day, one night, probably under the influence, if you're like me, of a chemical substance, maybe some booze, and made you. And they called it love. So, power comes from love. Love comes from God. You come from God. You are God. So you are what? Love. And today we're talking about power. I'm hot today, ain't I? Because you know what? I was off a couple of days because I had a personal setback with my first son after having a personal setback with my second son a couple of weeks ago. So as far as my sons are concerned, you know what? Even the prodigal son was allowed to come back once. After he shit on his dad, he said, okay, baby, come on. The fatted calf, you know, was set for you. The Cadillac was given to you. And what did you do? You did the same thing you did the first time. And I am your mother. I gave you life. We, as 11 children of Willa Mae Johnson, thought we had the craziest mother on the face of the earth. But before we did the shit that my sons have done to me, my brothers would walk away or my mamas would have shot them. So, but that's back then. This is now. You can't discipline your kids, and that's what's wrong with today. So you know what? Both of my sons are no longer allowed within my existence because I even have to ask my son, are you smoking crack? Because the shit you did, I've only heard crackheads do that today, mama. So I'm not taking credit for you anymore. Something out there in the past 2 years, why you out there being so mad at the one that took care of you instead of the nigga that didn't? Why you so mad at me? You let something touch you that I ain't got nothing to do with. So therefore, I ain't got nothing to do with you or your brother until you figure it out. Because you know what, young moms, big moms, old moms, grandma still kissing your 40-year-old son's ass while he living in the basement? You don't do your son no favor when you let them disrespect you. You don't do your son no favor when you kiss their ass after they have done the most egregious of things to you. You don't do your son any favors, or to yourself or to the future women in their lives, when you don't make them stand up and be men. So I told my sons, the next time niggle, because you got to get on their level. Next time, nigga, because I done had to get on their level before, so they know mama's capable of getting on their level, because mother is from Los Angeles, where mother had to walk through the Crips in her uniform and make friends, nigga. And I'm a girl. I'm the downest bitch you know. And your friends know your mama is the downest bitch you know. Because they mamas didn't give a damn, that's why they love me. See, it's all messed up. Don't give a shit about these boys. Don't give they ass shit. Okay? I got two girly men. Okay? Because I cared about they ass. That was the problem. Oh, I gave a damn about you. That's my downfall? Oh, no. That's your fuck up. So, because you acting like a crackhead, I'm going to treat you like a crackhead. And you know we've been talking about crackheads for many years and what a crackhead activity is, and that's just what you did. So, mothers, the younger you do it, the younger you cut that boy's dick off in your life, the better it will be for you, your family, and in the long run, them. Because I have six brothers, okay? And I had a crazy mom. She was crazy. No, you know what mama was? Mama respected her fucking self. Mama said, no, nigga, I'll shit you out. Nigga, I'll take you out. And I'll take you out as quick as I shit you out. No quicker. Rat to the tat tat, nigga. And I told mine, look, next time you think you coming to my house and do what you do, you won't walk away next time, nigga. You will be rolled your black ass out of my shit, okay? And I'll be pooky, tooky, tooky, and I'll walk the fuck out because you'll just be another dead nigga to the world. I'm trying to make you a man and my son. You want to be a bitch. Go out there and whip a man's ass, mess up a man's shit like you want to fuck up your mama's shit and your sister, you little girl, you bitch. I told all his friends that he fronting in front of. Ain't heard from him since. You put that shit out there. They so hard, let their friends know, especially the friends that love you, that wish you was they mama. Oh, I put him on Front Street, bitch. You think you embarrassing me, ho? Tit tat. I got years on being dirty. I just choose not to. Okay? That's your daddy shit. That ain't your mama shit. That's how you want to rock? I can rock it. That's why I moved you out of L.A. so you wouldn't grow up like a nigga. But you want to be a nigga, so I'm going to treat you like a nigga and a crackhead. There you go. Like my mama say, shit, nigga, you done split your drawers and your ass is floating in the wind. Okay? Your grandma, your mama. You don't do your son no favor when you kiss his ass. I love Craig, but both of us, you know, I shouldn't, that's a whole nother story. I was meant to be a mother. I was not meant to be a wife. Okay? All my men are girly men. Okay? All of them. I might love them, but they're girly men. Maybe that's why they like me, because I'm a manly woman, and they knew I had my shit right. But see, what a nigga in America thinks, he can play a woman, see? Uh-oh, surprise. How many kids? I don't give a damn. I didn't get with you. Because of you, I got with you because of me and what I liked, but I wasn't thinking. Don't marry it. All that glitters ain't gold, young ladies, okay? All that glitters is not gold. Shit, this is the diary, and this is real talk for real single mothers out there in today's society, because I see a lot of them sitting up there kissing their sons' asses, okay? They just playing you and telling all their friends. You know, but see, the thing about it, my son's friends know me. I made 1,000 pounds of French toast, okay? They know Miss Stacy. They love Miss Stacy. Only people that don't love me, only friends, the sons I don't have now on my Facebook are my real sons. My adopted sons, they right there. Don't take that shit, single mothers. I'm sorry. If you do, bet your back. Just like I told Freddie, I took you back once. Prodigal son, all I see in the book, he got one chance to show his ass. Okay, you took two. That's one too many as far as I can see. We don't do them no favors. We don't do ourselves no favors. We get old. We get beat down. Fuck that. Excuse French. Here we go. Black Panthers. Power. Now I'm talking about power in Jesus and using the F word. You know that's why I'm not a preacher. But I know the word and I know what's right. And I'm passionate about my kids, and I'm passionate about people. But you know what? Some people and the devil, you got to talk to just like that, because that's what they putting in your face. You put it back in, and then you go back and you retreat, and you say, hey, God, look, I know I said this and that, but then again, I remember, you know, we got to stand up for righteousness. And me and all my friends remember all them years I went without in my $2,100 checks and stuff went every Christmas so the three niggas could wake up and not feel like some old niggas to the point where they friends spent the night on Christmas Eve because they knew my kids was finna get broke off on Christmas. So you do anything other than respect that shit, nigga, you is a crackhead from now until eternity. Because I could have been like thousands of single mothers that I heard and I shook my head at. They didn't get nothing for Christmas. Shit, Christmas every day up in there. Shit, he ate dinner yesterday. That's Christmas. I could have been that bitch. But anybody that knows Stacey Johnson and anybody that knows the home of Freddie, Chris, and Jesse knows typical Christmas for years while they were babies, Christmas Eve dinner. The best place I could take you, wherever you wanted to go. Christmas Eve, come home after dinner, open up a gift. You know how they do it. Open up, give them a gift. You know it's the pajamas. Everybody got their new pajamas on. Go to bed. NyQuil. No, mama, I can't sleep. Oh, too bad. Because mama out here putting this shit together by herself. So you better find sleep. Okay? Me and Santa Claus is working and drinking. But wasn't no niggas up in my shit, okay? Wasn't no extraterrestrial niggas up in my shit ever. That's why my kids think, that's why you ain't this and that's why you ain't that and da-da-da-da. No, because I respected you, I guess, more than you respect me, because I could have been Shaquita and Lil Bobo One was your new daddy from, 96 to 97. Shaquanda Loquita could have been your new mama. You know what I'm talking about. For a couple of years, but no, it was me and you because I respected you. And if I couldn't make it with your daddy, I was going to let you grow up and do the best that I could to make you feel normal. That's what you do. If that's what you've done for your sons, you kiss their ass. You tell them to kiss. No, you don't kiss their ass. You tell them to kiss your ass, okay? But if you've been lousy, yeah, you owe them something you feel. I don't want my kids shit. Best thing single moms you do for your kids, your sons, is you kick their ass. Because I got a daughter, older, as the example, right? She a girl, and she got more balls than her brothers. Come on, give it to me. This is a diary where I love my black people. I love God. I love myself. You know, and unfortunately, I'm the only one out of my family, whether it's my brothers as their uncles or the other side of the family, their dad, that I'm the only one responsible for making these two men. So I got to take the power of God, the power that we're talking about, the power of God that lifts us out of where we are and takes us where we need to go. And even if you got to shame yourself and say, my son, yeah, you know what I did for him, but see what he did to me. But I'm going to put it out there because it's wrong. And I'll embarrass myself in Jesus' name all day long. Because you know what? I told him, until you do, I miss Seeley, that nigga ass, okay? Only time I talk about Oprah, the only movie I ever saw, okay? Once I knew that was the M.O. on Oprah, I missed Color Purple. That was it. I said, nigga, until you do right by me, you never have no luck. What'd she say? You never have no luck until you do right by me. And that ain't no lie, because that's in the Bible. And I'm your mama. And I kept saying it like that to Jesse. Jesse's like, Mom, I know. Hold on, I'm going to call you back. I love Jesse. Something about, you know, testosterone, there's a chemical in there that makes you temporarily insane. From age 16 to about 32, 33. So them niggas is, like my mama said, you done split your jaws, baby. And your ass is floating in the wind. This is the diary. I swear I'm going to be back because now I got to repent because I said the F word. I said everything, and I'm finna talk about Jesus. We got to talk about Jesus. It is Sunday. All right, we'll be back. I'm going to take a break. This is old school party because I got free yesterday. No more guilt not being able to help grown-ass niggas. You feel me? Old school party up in the old school, because, you know, 6'4 is where it's happening. I'll be back. All right. This is the diary, and this is Stacy Johnson. And I am the youngest daughter of Willie and Willa Mae Johnson, born in 1964. And I am Jesse, Freddie, and Chris's mom, and the Ganny of Elijah. And we're talking about power today. So the power that the Black Panthers felt that we should exhibit on our daily, in our daily lives, that we should have access to through our government, and we should recognize in our lives that that is a right that is owed to us as a race of people that built this country. It is on the backs. I had to tell this old racist I was talking to in Kentucky, okay? I said, look, Black people, this country was built on the back of Black people. That cotton did not pick itself. Oh, I know, but if Obama say he love everybody and he want to get some jobs, how come we don't have no goddamn jobs? And I was like, look, it's a lack of education. I'm sorry to say. I know you ain't going to be my customer after this, but truth is truth. Where you getting your music? Yeah, because it's music to them. They don't care. Where you getting your information? Fox News, yeah. I said, jobs bill. Your boys were in charge of the passing of it, okay? They didn't do it. So go get your research. Where are you getting no doggone job? How come he don't make no doggone job? You know, I just love calling the South because by the time I'm off the phone, I'm like, okay, bye-bye. Thank you, bye-bye. Because it's in my blood. My mother and father from the South. All Black people came through the South. Who didn't? All right, but we no longer live in the South. The South ain't our mentality. And white people really need to get over the fact that we're no longer slaves. And that's why these people, the Black Panthers, was talking about power and shit at the wrong time, okay? So the Black Panthers, you know, through their actions, they helped us. They had a 10-point program that they put it through and they wanted to implement as a political implement for Black people. You know, if they could do that for us, then what can we do for ourselves? You know, everybody got shot. Everybody got killed. So does that mean what we need, the dream keepers? Come on now, Orion. And Orion is just the most beautiful thing in the sky. It's just so big and wide. And if you can't see it, then you need glasses because you need to look for the belt and then the two dots at the top, two at the bottom. That gravity's hold, that's all of us. We were one of those, and we may go back to being one of those when it's all over here. God is wonderful. God is, I mean, and that's not the only thing that's in the sky, but for me, that's just so, that's a symbol that God is over me, so big over me that there's nothing, you know, nothing that anybody can put in front of me, nothing that anybody can, any obstacle can be overcome because that fella up there is what it's all about. That thing, the thing that puts that in the sky and all the other constellations that are so beautiful, that fella, called God, and my father, you know, his son that he sent down here to show us that we do have power, Jesus Christ, I follow those guys. And I try. But I'm so far from where I used to be, only because God let the world whip my ass. And either you're going to go with what you know or you're just going to let it whip your ass and you're going to find 10,000 excuses why you can't succeed in the world. But God gives you power. And I just want to give you a couple of things to go back to. You know, the Panther says, yes, they want government to say, one, we want freedom. We want power to determine the destiny of our Black community. But God says in his word, okay, he says in Matthew 22:20, baby, know the scriptures. Okay, that's where your power comes from. He says, oh, look, no glasses, because I'm believing I don't need them. Okay, here we go. Matthew 22:29. Okay, that's a nine. Just read all of Matthew. Matthew 22:29. Know the scriptures, okay, or the power of God. So Panthers say, look, government, we want power. God say, if you know the scriptures, that's where the power of God comes from, the scriptures. Not from man, not from the government, not from your mama, not from Obama. Ooh, look, I sound like what's his name? Oh, Press and Curl. More press, less curl. Not from anything, but you, from God. You are a God. We are God's experiment. He said, okay, Mr. and Mrs. Johnson, you're going to get busy 9 months before December 16th, 1964. I'm going to give you one last chance. No. You're going to have a baby. and her name is going to be Stacy. Another experiment. I gave you 10. Here's the 11th. No, I gave you actually 10. My mother already had a kid. Blah, 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 blah. Here's your 10th one. 10 may be the magic number. So that was me. I was God's experiment. You know, so it's all about what I experienced, what my paradigm is, and my paradigm is a set of beliefs that my parents gave me. Okay, and see, unfortunately for the world and for people that deal with me, this paradigm, the set of beliefs my parents gave me is that I could do any damn thing that I want to. And oh, amazingly, that's in line with the Word of God. So my parents taught me the Word of God from the day I can understand words. I love my parents. When you disrespect your parents, you disrespect God. I don't care how old you are or how much you think you know. When you disrespect your parents, you disrespect God. And that's, you really don't want God as an enemy in your life. I've never had him as an enemy because I've always been on that narrow path that I didn't even realize I was on because he put me there. He put me there, and when somebody tried to shake me, throw me, he said, hey, 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 let me make you go around this corner and figure this out. I mean, let me make this happen so you know this is me and not you. I love reggae. Oh, I was just listening to Bob Shue. He was like, Africans, God's people, Africans, God's people, yes, Africans, God's people, Africans. I was like, oh, okay, I'm with that. That's why the warrior in the sky points to the towers of Giza and the Africans, and that's why the most contested, the most fought over land in the world is the wonderful land of Africa. And that's why God put so many jewels and wonderful stones and more and wealth in Africa. And he put my ancestors in Africa and yours. Everybody's ancestors come from Africa. So why we fight each other, that's the devil. That's the devil. So if you figured it out, if you figured out that everything comes from one source and all of us, black, white, A, whatever, we're all one. So we fight each other, we're divided, and that's why the country does what it does is doing. And I just got that quiet feeling one day last week. It's like, you know what? God is not in messiness, division, and God owns this country. Because you know what? Yeah, black people, Africa is God's people, and we built this country. We have not benefited from this country. God's not going to let this country come to ruin and tail. Africa and black people prosper. Get the power that only God can give. All right, so the Panthers say, government, we want the power to determine our destiny. Matthew 22:29 says the scriptures contain the power to determine your destiny. We want full employment for our people. Okay, well, we already know they ain't going to do it. So, but God can do it because God can do anything. God has the power to do anything. Him and the power of his resurrection. How, let's start there. You need a resurrection in your money then, but there's power in the resurrection. God took water and he made wine. I'd much rather have a cup of wine on a bad day than a cup of water. God will take whatever your situation is and transform it with his power. Okay, number two. Number three. We want an end to robbery and capitalist of our black community. Well, you know, this at this point, after Dr. Martin Luther King was killed, assassinated, you know what? There are a lot of black leaders, black organizations, so-called, quote, that's, you know, just as responsible for the capitalists taking our robbery and all that stuff, because if someone would have stood up and continued the dream, which was the poor people's campaign, and demanded and stood on things. I mean, I'm in California. I mean, every Cinco de Mayo, you forget it's America. Because those people are proud of their heritage. Those people are proud from where they come from. And those people understand that somebody took their land. But they're here, so they're going to celebrate that. As much as my sons shame me, my black people shame me. So I'm like, God, but you, hey, well, maybe it's my job to get that in line. Maybe I'm the next black great leader in America. I'll take it on because I ain't scared of nothing and nobody. Clap, clap. We all going to die. But what are we going to do before we die? Sit on our ass and wait for somebody else? Or wait for the next Facebook so we can go in our closet and get a hoodie and take a picture, which means absolutely nothing? Or are we going to stand up for people, our own people, like the Black Panthers did and like the Bible says you can? Aha. So I want to end with something for y'all for the week. 2 Peter something. And let me see where the something. I wrote it down. 2 Peter 1:3 talks about power and the power of the people. And we talk about it tomorrow because I always like talking about the Panthers and power. It says the power of God's promise. His divine power has been bestowed on us. And his power has bestowed on us everything that makes for life and devotion through the knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and power. What that means is God called you. You were created because God called you, and I did not comment. I hope nobody put anything up there because I lie. Okay, good. God called you by his glory and his power, whom called us. That's you. You and me are us. So you are special. God called you. You're here for a particular purpose. All of us, you, me, his divine power has bestowed on us everything that makes for life and devotion through the knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and power. Therefore, these he has bestowed on us, the precious and very great promises, so that through them you may come to share in the divine nature, after escaping from the corruption that is in the world because of evil desire. True love, that's not evil desire. You know what evil desire is. Look it up. This is the diary. This is where we are about to start jamming. I'm getting ready to fry me some fish. I love you. I love Freddie. I love Chris. I love Jesse. I love the world. I love my mama. I love Elijah. I love you know who you eat till you give me permission. And have a good week. Have a good life. I'll see you tomorrow. I'll be here at 8 p.m. And once again, we're going to play an old school party, y'all, because 6-4 don't play no more up in this house. I love you. God loves you. Love each other. That's what's most important. Bye-bye. See you tomorrow.
creation of one, which I meant. We're jamming.
You know what? We're going to continue to jam. I got sauce for my daddy. Or beatbox. Boop, boop.
We're jamming.
I gotta practice. Oh yeah. Oh, on the Mount Zion. Oh yeah. We jamming on the diary. Sauce all day long.